I'm Stuart Langridge, and I've got a Google Wave account.
I'm Jono Bacon, and I paid $5,000 for my Google Wave invite.
And this is...
Shot of Jack.
To a certain type of hacker mentality, all the ways of talking to your friends, IM, email, SMSs, web forums, they all look like the same thing, just sending a textual message to another person. And having all these different approaches is pretty confusing at times. Shot of Jack itself has been accused of that, although we only do it to annoy people and because we hate Identica. So, goes the thinking, why not pull all those ways of doing messaging into one single way? This is the kind of thought process that bought you printers that are also scanners, those rotating tie holder contraptions in your dad's wardrobe, and now, Google Wave. The idea behind Wave, let's admit it, is a grandstand play. Email and IM have problems, you get offered a longer penis 15,000 times a day, and it's hard to secure them from the husband or the government. The point behind Wave is to wave, a magic wand, and replace all this stuff with messaging done right. The Wave protocol replaces everything, and then Google Wave is then a web client, actually the only client, for the Wave protocol, in the same way that Thunderbird is a client for the email protocol. So, given the potentially earth-shaking repercussions of what the Google Wave team are trying to do, why is it that everyone uses Google Wave just to talk about Google Wave? Why hasn't it taken over the world?
I think the main reason is that Google are trying to build an ubiquitous system here. For it to be successful, everybody needs to use it. And the challenge in doing it now, as it was, 20, 30 years ago with email, is that when people were trying to do this with email, there was no ubiquity. There was no previous system that worked well. Whereas email works perfectly well today. So I don't know if it's possible to drag people away from email, no matter what the benefits of Wave are.
That's part of the interesting thing. I mean, if you look at reviews, you see a lot of people talking about how Wave requires a monumental shift in the way people think about online communications, how the Christian Science Monitor put it. You know, even though it beats email, IM, and the chat rooms of old with its slick features, it's of no use to anyone if people have to go out of their way, or worse, explain to other people how to use it. And that's the point. It is better than email, but it doesn't seem to be the quantum leap better than email that you'd need in order to convince everyone in the whole universe to move to it.
Well, it was interesting when it first came out, there was a tremendous amount of hype, which of course generates real excitement in some people who just love this kind of stuff, and other people just total cynicism without even reading a paragraph of information about Wave. Linux Magazine, I think, summarizes pretty well when they said, quote, touted as the next generation of email and second coming for collaboration, Wave has turned out to be an overhyped disappointment for its first generation of users. And then it basically goes on to say, the bouncers can come home and take the velvet ropes with them. Few people are interested in crashing into this party right now. So it seems like despite, there's been a huge amount of hype and excitement around its initial formation, but if people don't join that party, then it's pretty much going to fail if its success is dependent on ubiquity. So I guess the question is, where is the substance, right? I mean, where is the substance that's bringing people over to Wave?
That's exactly the thing. It's like having a phone, a video phone, but no one you can call on it. So everyone piled in at first because it's a new service from Google and I haven't got an invite yet, and therefore it must be exciting. But then when you actually get into it, no one can realistically think of anything to do with Google Wave. I've seen people try and arrange a meeting on it, and it's actually worked quite well, but it doesn't seem like there's enough there to justify the effort it would take to get as far as we'd need to go to make Google Wave work.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I was thinking in terms of if you break it down to, if we assess the different elements that have been involved in how Google have built Wave, one of the things that I'm a little cynical about and I'm a bit unsure about is it feels to me like Google have built something that technical people will be really excited about. Like, I can see how, to people like you and me, Wave is a really interesting concept. It's a kind of interesting concept that, maybe someone would do some kind of podcast about, And but I think part of the problem here is that it's difficult enough for me to understand what Wave is and for me to tell other people when I did understand what Wave is, let alone for my mum and dad to understand what Wave is. And again, if they want this kind of ubiquity, it's going to have to be attractive to everybody. And I think just understanding what it is part of the problem. And a bunch of initial reviews of Wave said that this was part of the problem, is that they just didn't understand what it was all about. And it makes me wonder that we're kind of getting into a world where everyone's talking about, well, technical people are talking about social media and all this kind of stuff. And what we're doing is we're starting to now develop tools that are only really of interest to the kind of people who like to play around with these kinds of tools, but we've got a bit disconnected from real people. And it kind of feels like that with Wave.
It does. It's one of the things that I think is really interesting about it is that Google have explicitly not set up a gateway in between the existing world and the brand new, exciting, shiny Wave world of glory. So you can't send emails from Wave. You can't send emails to Wave. I can imagine that it would be a lot easier for it to take off if, for instance, you took Thunderbird, right, my email client, and you Wave enabled it. So if you're in the process of sending an email to someone who also has a Wave account, then they'd get that email in real time and could reply in real time. At that point, you can say to people, it's basically real time email that you can paste Google Maps into. And at that point, you have a way of gradually moving over from the old world to the new world. It can happen bit by bit by bit by bit, and that's really good. But Google don't want that to happen. They don't want to, as far as I can tell, they don't want to integrate the existing world and the new world. They want everyone to just move to the new world. And no one else has a motive to build this incredibly complicated Thunderbird extension.
It's a bit like the Internet 2, really.
It's exactly like Internet 2. It's like IPv6, being incredibly technical for a moment. Everyone acknowledges that IPv6 is important and we need it. It's just this incredible pain in the hole to change the whole world over to IPv6. And until everyone changes, there's no point in changing. And therefore, it just hasn't happened. The idea's died on its arse. And it looks a great deal like Google Wave might fall down the same black hole.
Yeah, I think it's a good point as well about the UI. Like, just because, so Google basically invented this, and credit where credit's due to Google. They've done this in a very, you know, it's very, very open in terms of infrastructure. So yeah, the idea is that people can set up, you know, federated waves. But even though they've done well there, I don't believe that the best UI for Wave that will ever exist is the current UI for Wave. Like, you know, like how when email first came out, email clients were a really, really painful experience. But now email's much, much easier because there's been years and years of people understanding what the problems are and reiterating over and over again to resolve these things. It wouldn't surprise me, while there's loads of snarky bastards out there who say, no, Wave is pointless, right? And it's failed. You know, many things were invented and then 5 years later they hit the success period. It just took time to get there, and it wouldn't surprise me if Wave is actually successful in 5 years, but it needs all that UI kind of like revving to get there.
That's a really interesting point, that it does exactly need that work to go over. It needs more people to build Wave things. As you say, credit where credit's due. Google have very explicitly said there is the Wave protocol, an open, free-to-implement, free-to-work-with protocol, and then there is Google Wave, the only currently existing Wave client. And everyone seems to be judging Google Wave by... Everyone seems to be judging Wave, the concept, by Google Wave, the implementation. Yeah, and the implementation is quite horrid. It taxes every browser that exists to the limit. It doesn't work in Internet Explorer at all, to the point where you have to install a plugin which basically installs Google Chrome inside IE to make it work. Honestly, that's what it does. It's insane.
I think the other thing there, though, is that while, you know, we've got this initial implementation of Wave, a bunch of people came up to me and said, you know, why don't we use Wave in the Ubuntu community? And I have to say, being ignorant about Wave at the time, I thought to myself, I don't want, you know, I was reticent about putting that data in Google's hands because I didn't understand enough about Wave that it's this whole open thing. And I don't know if Google have just not messaged this out enough, but I think that one of the things that's blocking people is that a reasonable number of people are thinking, this is just another piece of information for Google to own about me. You know, this is just, you know, they've got my email, they've got my mapping data, you know. Do I really want them having all that as well?
And that's going to be a really interesting point. The question realistically is, what do Google need to do to make Wave successful? Do they need to more explicitly dissociate themselves from it? Do they need to make sure that there are desktop clients as well as web clients? Do they need to take the Google name off of it? Or is it just permanently going to die forever and ever and ever?
Of course. And the perfect people to continue this conversation is, of course, our wonderful Shot of Jack listening community. So don't go to Google Wave. Go to shotofjack.org, where you heard this shot, and contribute your comments right there.
Or you can go to shotofjack.org/discuss to find out how to talk to us through Twitter and Identica and millions of other ways.
And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.